Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed, Olo Demare Moki Loni Mowogun Merin Aye, Mother, Father, Creator God, I greet the new day. I greet the four directions that create the world. And it is in this divine moment we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We bind all manner of dangers seen and unseen, evils known and unknown, and we loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for divine manifestation and revelation. And we vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Eguns and Galede and Gede and all those who've gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now in this present moment in time space. You are listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it's all just an illusion. It's a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my personal ever-living reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of who I am, my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, that place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize and manifest all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality, and so it is. Ashe. Ashe yo elasti ashe. Today is Saturday, October 21st, 2017, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America. Some would say the most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down that great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual spirits, and indeed the minerals. I am always humbled and honored and appreciative of those who join me here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch. Revolutionary hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo, secrets and recipes here on blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. Divine is always spelled with the -divine-prince. And I'm available each and every day here on your Blog Talk Radio show. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to welcome you to this squared circle of gods and goddesses here in this sacred space for revolutionary hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes. And be mindful, my website where I can be reached, utilizing various means, various websites, various links, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Of course, I receive your personal requests, questions and comments, and requests for appointments at Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com. All is truly and indeed a blessing moving forward. Before I move forward, I want to say often I'm a Labor Day Virgo, for many of you who don't know. Labor Day Virgo, born in 66, born at 11:33 at night. So those master numbers, those devil numbers, being born on Labor Day in the year of 66, I'm a worker. Many of you have no idea the amount of work, hours, research, touching up a script, if you will, typing up my dialogue for the show. A lot of time and energy goes into what I talk about, what I share, what I teach here. But I am indeed a true and organic and authentic spiritualist. I work organically. I work empathically. Sometimes spirit has its way. It doesn't matter how much you prepare. Many of you who do public speaking, many of you who also do your own shows, many of you who have ever been put on the spot before a mic in front of a camera, you know that sometimes no amount of preparation, and all preparation is good, all rehearsal is good. It goes into your body memory, into your subconscious, into the spirit realm, and it helps us to manifest and bring things forward. But then there are other times when spirit truly has its way. And moments before I go into a show, I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to say because there's an energy, a vibration, a message that pressed upon me directly from the spirit realm that I now have to gather and find a way to present. And trying to type it up, bring it from the spirit realm, from my mind, from my thought process, into the physical world by typing it up, writing it up, I came up with several topics, several titles, several themes for the show. And that's why I settled in on Special Edition, because I couldn't make up my mind. Black Death Matter. The Enemy Within Matter. And for my erudite listeners, for my spiritual listeners, for those who study and research, for those who don't just hear what I say but do the homework, you know that there is a figurative and a literal equation for all truth, particularly in this earth realm in which we exist in. And the trick of this realm is that we're often misled to overfocus on the physical. We believe that what's physical is what's real. Our money, our spouses, our cars, our property, the earth, our lives, if you will. And in a relative sense, there's a truth in that. But for my erudite, studying, homework, participating listeners, you know I'm about to talk about dark energy. And I'm about to talk about dark matter. And I'm about to talk about it in a new way, because I think we often assume darkness, the negative thoughts, the negative implications of our actions somehow vaporize, somehow don't have as much of effect as you physically doing something, physically doing harm. I also want you to understand, I'm also talking about the enemy within. The gatekeeper, which is often ourselves, which is the first gatekeeper that holds the block up to our ability to receiving something, taking in something, receiving the blessing, taking ownership and responsibility for the lesson. The earth equation, the physiological equation for what I want to talk about today is dark energy. Dark matter. And in the early 1990s, one thing was fairly certain about the expansion of the universe. It might have enough energy density to stop its expansion and re-collapse. It might have so little energy density that it would never stop expanding. But gravity was certain to slow the expansion as time went on. Granted, the slowing had not been observed, but theoretically, the universe had to flow. The universe is full of matter, and the attractive force of gravity pulls all matter together. Then came 1998. I remember 1998 and the Hubble Space Telescope observations of very distant supernovae that showed that a long time ago, the universe was actually expanding more slowly than it is today. So the expansion of the universe has not been slowing due to gravity, due to physicality, due to physical things, as everyone thought. It has been accelerating. No one expected this. No one knew how to explain this, but something was causing it. Eventually, theorists came up with three sorts of explanations. Maybe it was a result of long discarded version of Einstein's theory of gravity, one that contained what was called a cosmological constant. Maybe there was some strange kind of energy fluid that filled space. Maybe there is something wrong with Einstein's theory of gravity, and a new theory could include some kind of field that creates this cosmic acceleration. Theorists still don't know what the correct explanation is, but they have given the solution a name, and that name is dark energy. So what is dark energy? More is unknown than is known about dark energy. We know how much dark energy there is because we know how it affects the universe expansion. Other than that, it is a complete mystery, but it is an important mystery. It turns out that roughly 68% of the universe is dark energy. Dark matter makes up 27%. The rest, everything on Earth, everything that we consider physical, everything ever observed with all of our instruments, all normal matter adds up to less than 5% of the universe. We should stop saying normal matter, since it's just such a small fraction of the universe. And for my regular listener who's been listening to this show over the last 9 years, you've heard me say this almost daily in a very different way. And I say it when I say the spirit realm is more real, more tangible, more evident, more effectual than anything that we can even grasp or imagine or dream of in the physical realm. Again, dark matter, 27% of our universe. Dark energy, 68%. So as a metaphysician, as a spiritualist, I would like to get you to understand that the dark energy also includes that which we can't readily see, which we can't readily perceive. It includes all of our dark emotions. It includes all of our negative feelings about the world, about ourselves, and about each other. And that energy is never destroyed. You heard me mention the conservation of energy, which is a way of explaining what we often say in more common English, is that energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be recycled, reshifted, if you will. The conservation of energy is an absolute law. You've heard me talk about absolute laws, which can't be changed, if you will, and then there's relative laws. There's also relative truth and absolute truth. And yet, it seems to fly in the face of things that we observe every day because we've been forced into, programmed into a very limited physical view of our universe. And if you understand the physical, it's really only 5% of all that exists in creation. Spirit absorbs the rest of that. Magic absorbs the rest of that. Ritual and the unknown, the mind and the imagination of our ancestors and what they knew and understood absorbs into that dark matter, that unknown space. Sparks create fire, which generates heat, manifests energy that wasn't there before. A battery produces power. A nuclear bomb creates an explosion. Each of these situations, however, is simply a case of energy changing form, and energy being recycled, if you will. Even the seemingly paradoxical dark energy causing the universe expansion to accelerate, we will see, obeys this rule, for it is an absolute law, the law of conservation of energy. Also known as the first law of thermodynamics, states that the energy of a closed system must remain constant. It can neither increase nor decrease without interference from outside. The universe itself is a closed system. So the total amount of energy in existence has always been the same. The forms that energy takes, however, are constantly changing. So all the energy that fuels prosperity, that fuels wellness, that fuels wholeness, that fuels our creativity, that fuels prosperity already is in existence. It's how we tap in to that dimensional space. It's how we tap in to that energy and how we interpret our reality is what makes the difference. Potential and kinetic energy are two of the most basic forms familiar from high school physics class. Gravitational potential is the stored energy of a boulder pushed uphill, poised to roll down. Kinetic energy is the energy of its motion when it is in motion, when it is rolling. The sum of these is called mechanical energy. The heat in a hot object is the mechanical energy of its atoms and molecules in motion. In the 19th century, physicists realized that the heat produced by a moving machine was the machine's gross mechanical energy converted into the microscopic mechanical energy of atoms. Chemical energy is another form of potential energy stored in molecular chemical bonds. It is this energy stockpiled in your bodily cells that allows you to run and to jump and to have energy to exist. Other forms of energy include electromagnetic energy or light energy and nuclear energy. The potential energy of the nuclear forces exists in the atom. There are many more manifestations of energy. Even mass is a form of energy, as Albert Einstein's famous E equals MC squared suggests. Fire is a conversion of chemical energy into thermal and electromagnetic energy via a chemical reaction that combines the molecules in fuel. Wood is an example of fuel, or our food is an example of fuel, or the water that spins the water wheel, if you will, is an example of fuel. With oxygen from the air to create water and carbon dioxide, it releases energy in the form of heat and light. A battery converts chemical energy into electrical energy. We must begin to understand that this great dark energy, this great wealth of unknown stored power also exists within us. The microcosm mirrors the macrocosm. It is the six-pointed star. It is the two-dimensional triangle, if you will, pointing up, and the two-dimensional triangle placed on top of that, facing down, which helps us to create the six-pointed star. Our energy is also created from our emotion, our experience, our spirit, how we feel about a person, place, or thing. And often in the battle, if you will, the everyday weathering of life, we choose forces outside ourselves as a reason for or excuse for a collective loss of energy. And let me tell you what I mean. It is the person who wakes up every day angry, blocked, holds the system fully responsible for the outcome of their manifestation, holds people, places, and things, holds the past. And it doesn't suggest that it's not legitimate. You know, I bear witness to a tragic, traumatic past, tragic and traumatic childhood. But it is the God consciousness, or really, the God within us, when we stand up in our higher energy centers, our higher chakras, and then demonstrate that in our behavior, that we realize the truth and the power behind our energy. Often the blocks that I face each and every day to coexist in humanity first exist within myself, my own fears, my own insecurities. And I confront that with voodoo, with spirituality and religion, with transcendental meditation, with a more spiritual approach to life. But then there is that dark energy, that dark matter out there that we don't cognize often. Or we do think about and don't know how to address. The envy, the jealousy, the frenemies, the hatred, the racism, the sexism, the political combatants, the right versus the left, and the blue versus the red, and the Republican versus the Democrat versus the independent, and on and on, all create a tax which we pay in energy. It has everything to do with why we either feel really good about getting up and going into our workspace each and every day, or why we don't always feel so great about that. And this is not taught in society at any level. Public school, private school, elementary study, college, university level study, this is not addressed. Only save those who gravitate to, who are called to the spiritual journey, spiritual path, even doorway to beginning to understand how to work with, manipulate, maneuver in this energy. We all have to deal with the blocks each and every day, but it doesn't make it any easier when we have to deal with that dark matter, that dark energy that exists in society, that exists within your friends and family, your frenemies, and your inner circle, the stranger you pass on the street each and every day. You've heard me in previous shows talk about the transference energy. You know, you wake up in a really good mood, and you make your way through the drive-thru or to the convenience store, and maybe the cashier having a really good day. And then that energy is projected often at you and onto you. And we don't notice, and we don't pay attention. And then we carry that energy with us until we become cognizant of our own energy, and we bring that back into balance. Many of the battles that I deal with each and every day in the voodoo and the study of voodoo and the revival of voodoo for the people who voodoo truly belongs to, often my greatest barrier is the people themselves. And I don't often talk about how I confront it, how I deal with it, but I'm being encouraged to do so. Know that you don't struggle alone. Know that I'm not absent of many of the same battles and challenges that each and every one of you face each and every day. I've just found a way that works for me to confront them. If the manifestation of all the hate and all the negativity that people direct at me and fuel at me were to intense, and so I get up each and every day with a smile and joy and full of life because of the power of the ancestors and the power of voodoo, the power of what I have seen manifest for myself and many others who truly, organically, and authentically submit to study of themselves, which inevitably takes you back to your roots, to your ancestors, to your people, to the traditions that fueled indigenous cultures and societies in a way that we've neglected in modern times, in modern culture. I do appreciate each and every one of you for being present and listening to me ramble and go on today. I certainly do appreciate you. I'm going to try and be present again here tomorrow at high noon here on Blog Talk Radio for Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans Secrets and Recipes. And I invite you to be present with me. I'm going to return to my regularly scheduled theme and material, Sacred Spaces, Sacred Geometry, at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our hosts, the Omis Indians, they pushed aside our hosts. The colonizers came and pushed aside our hosts and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square. Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart, beat. Heart, beat. Heart, be at this place, at this place, be heart, beat, be we, beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together. Circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end. Connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance, be banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential us-ness that others want to dissipate, whip out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel. Without shade. But dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades. Eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember. To beat, to be, beat Congo Square, be Congo Square, beat, be, beat, be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Be. 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 Remember. Remember.